This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
You are listening to Africa USA Radio, and this is the Burning Bush with myself, Lady Thabang. I am joined in studio this morning by the dynamic and phenomenal Leboga Motsepe. She is an amazing, God-fearing young woman who is very, very passionate about women ministry, and I believe that she definitely does carry a kingdom mandate. Lebo is also an author, she is an entrepreneur, and a speaker as well, a motivational one at that. She is the founder of Kingdom Leading Lady, which is an amazing clothing brand, but mostly ministerial. This is out there. Well, she created the brand really to empower women, to inspire them, and to equip them, right, so that they are able to discover their God-ordained purpose and mission right here on the earth. So the amazing dynamic woman of God is here with us this morning. Good morning, Lebogang. How are you?
Good morning, Lady Thabang. I'm good, and how are you?
Very excited, finally.
yes, finally we are here.
We have arrived. Well, welcome firstly to the Burning Bush, and on behalf of Africa USA Radio, thank you so much for making the time to be a part of this amazing, all-exclusive interview with us this morning. Who exactly is Lebogang Motsepe?
Lebogang Motsepe, she is a child of God. I always say that if there's one true thing about me that people need to know is the love I have for Christ. I love that man. And she's a sister. She's a firstborn child, actually. I'm the firstborn child. A sister followed by two siblings. I'm a mother as well.
Oh, wow.
I am an entrepreneur, now an author, and the founder of Kingdom Leading Lady.
Amazing stuff. You do definitely have your hands full. So it's amazing. It's amazing to see what God does, right? Especially through women. It's really inspirational. So you are an author, you are a motivational speaker, you are an entrepreneur. Yes. So I'll start first with the burning issue. Author, right? Where did it all begin for you, and really, where did your love for writing begin?
Okay, I think I've always loved writing. I've always had the love and passion, but I honestly saw myself as an author. I never really saw myself writing a book until there was a time where my experiences and everything that I was going through pushed me to a pen and paper. Actually, let me say, after going through certain things, when I was sitting and I was asking God, Father, why did I have to go through this, Yes, what is the reason why? What is the purpose behind everything that I've experienced? And I saw myself with a pen and paper, and I started writing, And I'm telling you, that is the best experience I've said before that. That was the most intimate time that I had with the Holy Spirit. It was the best. And I find myself with a pen and paper again after this first book that I've just written.
So are you saying that there's another book on the way? Is that what I'm hearing?
There just might be something else.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to keep my eyes peeled for this one. Amazing stuff. That's so really exciting. And then, I was really caught by the title of your book, Pain Before Purpose, because I think a lot of people, especially women, can actually resonate with that, one has experienced some sort of pain or hurt or disappointment, and then it forces you to dig a little deeper, right? So how exactly did you arrive at that particular title?
Okay. Being born again, Lady Thabang, we are followers of Christ, right? So the title Pain Before Purpose, I was looking at the life of Christ, firstly. I know that's where the title comes from. And I realized that we are also a product of pain.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we are a product of pain, because you look at the life of Christ, you look at how he went, how his journey was. You look at the pain that he went through to purpose. It was pain that pushed him to purpose, So he went through pain. So when you look at his journey to crucifixion, there's pain before purpose fulfilled. And when I looked at my life, and I checked, I was like, oh, okay. So there's actually certain challenges, there are certain pain trials that we go through that push us to purpose. And I said, and that gave me peace to say, okay, so the pain is worth it. There is definitely a certain pain that we go through that reveals purpose at the end of it.
This is an Africa USA radio podcast.
You now as a businesswoman, right? Because now you wear many hats. So when you put on that hat as an entrepreneur, really, firstly, I guess what I want to start asking is what inspired you to pursue that career, you know, to become an entrepreneur, okay. And what inspired you to initiate your brand?
One thing about me, I've noticed, let me start here. I was working, I'm sure I have like over, I was checking my CV the other day, 10 years experience behind the desk. You know, and I knew that I was not motivated at all, you know, working because you have to meet and to make and, you know, to make ends meet. You know, you're working because you know you want this, but then I was not motivated at all. Knowing me, I'm a very hands-on person and I love challenges. You know, I always want to be on my toes. And I think I'm a trendsetter. I love having my own thing.
You know, I'm a thing.
So I love doing my own thing. So I've always been inspired, you know, to have this one thing that makes me stand out. And I believe in leaving a mark, Lady Saba. You know, no matter how small you start, no matter how small it is, but having your own thing that you can own and leave a legacy and leave a mark. Let people tomorrow say, there was a Lebogang Motsepe. We know through this brand, we know through this company, we know through this, you know, to say there was Lebogang Motsepe.
This is an Africa USA radio podcast.
I know that it is women clothing, right? That is what your brand caters for. So what are you trying to achieve, or rather what message are you trying to convey through your particular brand to women?
The clothing brand, right?
Yes, that's right. Okay. The clothing brand.
Yeah. That one is more of a declaration. And it's more of something that gives us an identity as the children of God, as women in the kingdom, to say this is where we belong. We are kingdom leading women. We are kingdom leading ladies. You know, that's more of a declaration. That's more of something that distinguishes us to say these ones are of the kingdom. So it's more of something that gives you that identity, that gives you that, you know, that sense of belonging to say this is who we are.
Oh yes, that is so powerful. It is an identity in Christ, right?
In Christ.
Amen to that. Absolutely. And you know, so what kind of clothing are you particularly looking at? Is it for the young girls, or is it just across the board when it comes to women? Who is your age group, or who are you particularly targeting?
Okay, well, for now, it was young ladies, you know, the elderly, like women, that is, you know. So for now, but I was looking at probably young, let's say kids at some point as we grow, but for now the target is young women, you know, and the elderly. So for now, that is the target.
Fantastic. When we come back,
especially women in ministry, you know.
Oh yes. Absolutely. No, that you're definitely right there. When we come back, I want to chat a bit more about the process involved in publishing a book, because really, I feel like there's a lot of people who have books in them. It's just that they haven't put it, you know, ink to paper. So I really am keen to find out what is actually involved, or rather, if somebody's thinking, well, I actually want to. I feel like I'm led to write a book, but I don't know where to start. So when we come back after this amazing song, I want us to chat a bit about that, so that we might actually journey along and learn from you.
This is an Africa USA radio podcast.
The amazing Lemogang Motsepe, and she is an author chatting to us about journeying as an author and what you can really, really expect in that whole process. You're listening to Africa USA Radio, and this is The Burning Bush with myself, Lady Thabang. So Lebo, I wanted to know from you, right, to someone listening right now, and they are feeling led to perhaps write a book. Won't you take us through the process of writing a book, right, like from conception to the final stage, which is, I assume, having it published. So where would one start, and what can they expect?
Okay. Well, for me, it was not such a hassle, because, okay, let's say it is the writing part, right? The raw material.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's where it starts. This is you as an author, you are writing, you've got your raw material. Then after that, there's the process of editing, right? Professional, that is. There's a part, the process of editing. After editing, there's layout of the book now.
Okay.
Yes, and the publishing of the book and the printing. So, for me, the whole process was easy because I was using one company that is for for editing, okay, for layout, publishing, you know, and then printing was different. Actually, I wanted to also suggest that I also leave numbers with you,
yes,
for Laz, yes, Laz publishing company.
Okay,
that is the company that did, yes. So I'll definitely leave the numbers because they're very reasonable, they're doing a very great job, and you find everything under one umbrella.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes,
so, so you're saying that the best thing to do is just to deal with one company because you get everything that you need from,
exactly,
instead of doing everything,
exactly,
with
exactly.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. But what tips would you give someone though, like if they are gonna embark on this route, you know, of becoming a scribe? What tips would you give someone right now that's about to embark on that? And by the way, how long did it take you to write that book?
It took me, it wasn't long actually, I think 6 months. Yeah, 6 months with 6 months with breaks in between, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've said to people that book was Holy Spirit inspired. So if he's not giving me anything, I pause
and wait for the next instruction.
Yeah, yes, I wait. So if he's not saying anything, I'm not gonna do my own thing now. I wait for him to say, okay, this is what we do in this chapter.
All right. So just from the top of your head, what tips, you know, would you give someone when they're, because you can't start something and leave it halfway, right? And I'm sure there's a lot of people,
yeah,
maybe listening, like I have started like chapter 2, but yes, I went blank and then they leave it,
yes,
there.
Yes,
so what,
yes,
tips would you actually give someone right now?
Okay, what you just said, actually, I had people that had already approached me about it. So, you know, I had already started,
mm-hmm,
but I just paused, you know?
Yeah.
The pause is good, Lady Taban. I've seen with myself.
Mm-hmm.
The pause is good so that you don't make mistake or you find yourself writing out of content or things,
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you want to fill the book or just because you want to finish the book.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for us that are even born again, you know,
mm-hmm,
it's to our advantage, like I just said.
Yes.
To our advantage, we have the Holy Spirit. We have someone leading us, someone directing us,
mm-hmm,
you know. So to our advantage, we have that reliable source that we can always go to say, okay,
mm-hmm,
now I'm writing this. Is this okay? Can I continue? Should I do it now?
Mm-hmm.
What should happen next?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what helped me. That's the advice that I can give because I had moments where I was pausing. But I would tell people, some people, one thing I've seen, there's fear as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, people would write and then they don't become, someone would be like, yo, I'm not sure if I should do this, I should do this. There's a lady, a woman of God, who said to me, you know, God wanted me to share my journey raw in the book,
mm-hmm,
you know. I've shared this journey and I look at this, what I've written, and it's so raw, and I'm afraid, how are people going to look at me, you know,
mm-hmm,
when I'm this raw. So some people have written that are finished, but there's this fear to say, but is this gonna work? Is this,
mm-hmm,
really gonna make an impact? You know,
mm-hmm,
so I would say remove fear, trust God, be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, if started the process, push through until you finish, and just, you know, just push and make sure that you print, get to the point where you print out that book and you see it in your hand.
Yes, yes,
so, yes, yes.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
We are in the times where COVID has hit us. A lot of people have,
yes,
lost jobs. A lot of people are thinking,
yes,
goodness, I'm not earning,
yes,
enough because maybe their salary has been slashed in half, etc.
Yes.
There are just so many financial challenges out there, especially,
yep,
for the youth of South Africa. So people are looking for opportunities to start their own,
yes,
thing.
Yes.
About the clothing brand in itself, what is involved in that process of starting your own clothing brand?
Okay. You know, with that, for now, I was, because the clothing brand is not so busy for now.
Yeah? Yes, yes.
Because we're still also trying to work on finding, like, to have our own manufacturing,
mm-hmm,
place. So that would make it easier for us if we manufacture,
mm-hmm,
the product, the clothes, the materials. Because,
yes,
for now, we'd outsource. Let's say you buy 100, just for example, we outsource, you buy 100 t-shirts, for example, and you get them printed from someone else,
mm-hmm,
as well, you know. So for now, that part for us is still also a learning curve,
mm-hmm,
you know, in the process of wanting to push and have our own manufacturing,
mm-hmm,
place where we manufacture, we design, have our own designers where we design our own thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just in that process as well for now.
Yes, okay, understandable. Yeah. So everything really, it is a process, hey? I guess,
yes,
the important thing is to stay on it.
Definitely,
yes,
definitely.
Love that. And then social media, let's talk about social media. We can't escape social media, can we? How do you feel that has it? Do you feel that it has helped you, especially when it comes to your book and, of course, your clothing line in terms of putting it out there? Has it really serviced you well in that regard? And how have you actually used it for that purpose?
Please just repeat that. You said, how do I feel?
Yeah, about social media. What is your take on social media? Because we live in those times, right? So I want to know, of course, from a business perspective, how has it helped you really in reaching the masses and putting your book out there?
Tabang, me and you right now are communicating because of social media.
That's right.
If there's one thing that has pushed my career, or about business, and my book, Kingdom Leading Lady, I will tell you now, it's social media. Never despise the power of social media when it's done right. When done right. I'm telling you, most of the people that even follow Kingdom Leading Lady, most of the people that I've met through Kingdom Leading Lady events, it's people through social media. People that are buying the book right now, I've been doing drop-off, you know, taking pictures with people. It's people that are never met, you know, through social media. So yes. I'm telling you, there's power in media when it's done right.
When it's done right.
I've benefited from it, I'm telling you.
I love that. When it's done right. That's the key right there.
Yes.
It has another side to it, but there's a right side to it. Yeah, I love that.
Definitely.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
Just share. Do we get our copies? Can we download them anywhere? Can we purchase them anywhere? Because I'm sure there are listeners waiting to find out where to grab a copy for themselves.
Yes. Okay, for now, we're working on getting the books, the book on ebooks as well. You know, we're working on getting the book on some bookshops. But for now, I deliver for now. And I leave my numbers. People call me. People would WhatsApp me for orders. And then I deliver for them if they're around East Rand. If not around East Rand, we work on Korea for now.
Okay, but you do deliver nationwide. Hey, I mean, within the country.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Yes. What words of encouragement would you like to give our listeners this morning?
I want to encourage people based on my book. The book on its own is an encouragement. I want people to know that there is nothing that happens in your life by mistake. There is nothing that happens in your life that takes God by surprise. There is nothing, not your mess, not your mistake, not your pain, not your challenge, that makes God put his hands on top of his head and be like, what is happening now? I want everyone to know that everything that happens to you happens for you. At some point, it makes sense. Those challenges, those trials, that pain, at some point, it makes sense. So I said this other day, Lady Tabang, what will help most people is to remove their focus on what is happening and rather focus on the why it is happening. Because usually the what is happening gives us so, it's painful. I mean, it's reality. The what is painful. The what is confusing. But the why gives you some sense of, you know, of peace, because now you're understanding the reason why it has to happen. That's where purpose comes in. That's where you understand why I went to it, why I went through this. You know, I said in the book, I don't think that Christ was looking forward to crucifixion pain, but I know he was looking forward to crucifixion purpose. That's what fulfilled him. So don't look at your crucifixion process and your pain. Always look forward to the crucifixion purpose, because there's a price tag behind every step. There's a price tag behind every battle.
Oh my goodness, I love that. There is a price tag that is so, so true. Yo, Lebohang, right there, I can resonate with that.
definitely
a price tag behind that. Lovely stuff. Well, thank you so much for those inspirational words of wisdom. I do believe that our listeners are encouraged. They're inspired to say that you can do all things right through Christ who strengthens us. And then if you have that purpose inside of you, you know, go for it. Keep your eye on the prize. Do that which you need to do. Just remain steady. I love that. Thank you so much, Lebohang. Really, it's been a privilege having you on the show. Thank you on behalf of Africa USA Radio and the Burning Bush for inspiring us this morning. And we wish you nothing but the best for that which God has laid in your heart.
Thank you so much, Lady Tabang. It was such an honor. It was such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. By the beautiful Leboga Motsepe, the author. She's an inspirational speaker. She's also a businesswoman, and she's also a mother. So the lady is doing it all. She was here just sharing her journey with us as an author and what that actually entails, and as a businesswoman as well. So really, you can do all things, right? Through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. So thank you so much, Leboga Motsepe, for coming through this morning and just sharing your personal journey with us. We were truly, truly blessed and inspired by that. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Africa USA Radio. This is the Benin Bush with myself, Lady Tabang.
This is an Africa USA Radio podcast.
A quick reminder.